Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday, May 5th. Tonight, our guest is celebrity manicurist Bernadette Thompson. Welcome to the show, Bernadette.
Thank you very much.
Before we speak with Bernadette, I just want to remind everybody, if you have a question or comment, please call 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. And we're also joined, of course, every Sunday by my sister Denise, who's in the chat room. She's holding down the chat room for us. So if you have questions there, she'll make sure we get those on. And I believe she has some beauty news for us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. Good evening, Bernadette. I thought she was going to forget about me.
Of course not. Good evening. Thank you for having me.
No, I thought my sister was going to forget about me. She introduced you and forgot to introduce me.
Oh.
But just quickly, just wanted to run some quick news by you all. First, if there's anyone out there listening who attended the makeup show this weekend, please feel free to call in and let us know what your experience was all about at the makeup show, or you can join us right now, actually, on our Facebook page, Beauty Talk Online Radio on Facebook, and you can let us know, you know, what you thought about the show and, you know, what you liked, what you didn't like, what products you picked up and all of that, or you can sign into our chat room as well with the same comments or questions. Also coming up, the next major beauty expo coming up is Fame Expo, June 29th and 30th in Pasadena, California. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. And for more information, more detailed information actually on Fame Expo, you can go out to their website, which is Fame, PHAMEXPO.com. And I wanted to run down a list of a few of the exhibitors that are going to be at the show. We have April Love Pro Makeup Academy, Bedellium Tools, Bobby Brown will be at the Namies booth, Bond Bliss, we have Cases for Visual Arts, Cover Effects is also going to be at the Namies booth, we have Designer Makeup Tools, Encore Makeup will be there, Eye Candy Cosmetics, Friends Beauty Supply as usual, Inglot Cosmetics, Krylon will be at the Namies booth. That's a little different because normally they have their own booth. But they're going to be at the Namies booth. Lashes in a Box will be there. L.A. Splash Cosmetics. Laura Mercier will be at the Namies booth. Lime Crime will have their booth, which they're one of the big sponsors this year. Lorac will be at the Namies booth. Mac Pro. So it looks like Namies will have a big booth again, as usual. Model in a Bottle. Morph Brush will be there. Norcosco Pro Makeup will be there. Nigel's Beauty Emporium will be there as well. And then very quickly I wanted to run down just a few of the classes or seminars that they're going to have. On Saturday, there will be a fashion show, Mod Exchange fashion show from 11 to 12 on the main stage. Valente Frazier will be the keynote speaker on Saturday from 4:30 to 5:30 with his keynote, Glamour for Any Occasion. Stila will be on the main stage from 3:15 to 4:15. And Tiffany Johnson from MAC Cosmetics will be on stage, Makeup as an Art, from 2 to 3 p.m. And then, of course, one of the sponsors, Lime Crime, will have a representative, Joe Deer, on stage from 12:15 to 1:15. And then Sunday, from 11 to 12 on the main stage, Thela Cosmetics again. And then from 3:15 to 4:15, Caitlin Callahan, Creating Perfect Skin, Sunday. And that's just a partial list of what's happening, and that's just the main stage. I think I believe there are like three other stages where there'll be classes and seminars going on. So again, for more information on Fame Expo, you can go out to that website. That's P as in Paul, HAMEXPO.com. And last but not least, just wanted to run down for the month of May, Marietta Carter Narcisse's workshops for the month of May. Her lipstick lecture, which is a free seminar online, will take place this Saturday at 11. This Saturday, May 11th, and it's actually at 11 o'clock, 11 to 12. And this lipstick lecture is going to cover start paperwork. So if you work for film and TV, and you know you get that start paperwork and you don't know what to do with it, Marietta is going to run through start paperwork in her free lipstick lecture seminar on Saturday the 11th at 11 a.m. from 11 to 12. And then after that, she has her workshops by Marietta class, which is the paid online class, on Saturday and Sunday, the 11th and 12th. And then the last two sessions of that class will be Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th. And that class for the month of May will be Minding Your Makeup Business. Minding Your Makeup Business. So for more information on those classes, you can go out to Marietta's website, which is Marietta Carter Narcisse, NARCISSE.com.
So one thing I want to add to the Fame Expo information that you gave, Fame Expo is not just a makeup expo. I know you said a lot about different makeup vendors that are going to be there, but also it's for hair, skin, and nails as well. So it's an all-around beauty expo. So for those hairstylists, manicurists, and estheticians out there, they're welcome to attend as well. But let's talk nails. Welcome to the show again, Bernadette. We're glad to have you on.
Thank you.
Why don't you just start off by introducing yourself to our listening audience?
Wow, okay. My name is Bernadette Thompson, and I am a celebrity manicurist, and I have been for 21 years. I now have a line of nail care products that is now available to licensed nail technicians and licensed professionals at a discounted rate. So basically, I go out on photo shoots every single day, different locations all around the world, and sort of set the trends for what nail color is going to be the new color for the season, what style, what texture, whatever it's going to be for the season. We pretty much work with the stylists, makeup artists, hairdressers on location and create billboards, ads, commercials, runway shows, and so forth. So that's what I do every day.
What's the name of your nail care line?
It's the Bernadette Thompson Nail Care Collection.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back a little bit, Bernadette.
Okay.
I do want to address one thing you just said. You said you go out every single day. But before I get to that, I want to go back and tell me a little bit about how, and I know you've been doing this, you said, for 21 years. How did you start? When you first became a manicurist, did you want to work in fashion and work with celebrities, or was that something that just kind of evolved? How did it all start?
It sort of kind of evolved. I really, I think at the time, did not realize it was actually a business and that people made a lot of money doing it. It was really just a passion. Like, I loved doing nails. I was doing my friend's nails. Actually, I was started doing hair. I went to school for hair. And then I remember my friends, like, coming to my house every day at any given time, and I threw on some nails. And just because I couldn't say no, I put on these nails. And I was like, I can't do your hair today because I have these long nails on, so I can't braid. And that's kind of how I got started, like, you know, really doing nails, and I always loved nails. My mom had long, beautiful nails, her own natural nails. She never wore any kind of overlay. They just grew really long and beautiful. But I was working at Sprint, I think it was, or MCI, one of those phone companies, years and years ago, and went to school for nails part-time just to see for my own self if I was doing it right. So I just went just to nail school, LIBS on 34th Street in Manhattan. And I remember my teacher saying, you are probably one of my worst students, so don't try to make a career out of something like that. And maybe not her exact words, but pretty much saying, don't try to make a career out of this. You are the worst nail tech I ever had, or like student I ever had. Yeah. I was like, wow, okay, what does that say about you as a teacher? So that was that. And so I just kept doing, you know, working my 9-to-5, and I decided one day to just go ahead and quit working, and my stable income that was coming in, although it wasn't that much, but it was stable, and decided to just open a nail salon in Yonkers, where I'm from. And I think Mary J. Blige, sister LaTanya, we were all friends. We grew up together. We went to the same, not elementary school, but same high school or junior high school, whatever. We were friends for so long. My grandparents lived in the same project, so I see them every day. We would go over, my mom and I would go over to my grandparents' house, and we would be outside playing. So she was a, like, childhood friend, like, from 5 through adulthood. And her sister came into my salon that was only open for about 6 months, and she went back to Mary, and her nails were done. And she said to me, Mary said, who did your nails? And she said, Bernadette. She said, oh, my God, Bernadette's doing nails. Get Bernadette over here right now. Then they sent, like, and I'm telling you, we lived in the hood. I still live in the hood. She was in Manhattan at this point. So she sent, like, this big 16-passenger limousine down to pick me up. I was so embarrassed. And I tell you, honestly, from that point on, I closed my salon. I mean, not that day, but, like, we really reminisced because I hadn't seen her for a couple of months prior to that, or even a year, I think, while she was working on that first album with Father MC or something like that. So I didn't really see her much. But after that, we had so much to talk about. Like, I literally stayed over her house for 3 days, just talking, laughing, doing nails. Then Misa came over, I think, and then it was just like a big weekend party. And then she started taking me around with her, doing her nails all the time. And I think then Puff Daddy started using me for his artist, his female artist at the time. And then Puff Daddy's introduced me to some fashion photographers, and that was it.
Oh, wow.
My first job, actually, in the fashion industry, literally from a total video album cover, not video, the album cover, the fashion photographers that I was working with worked for the first time in music. And we met on set, and our kids, my son was on set, and he was, I think, 3 at the time. Sean's Puff Daddy's son was on set, Justin, at the time. He was 3, and they were running all over the photographer's set. And I was like, oh, my God, you guys have to stop. And then the photographer, there was a husband and wife couple, and she was like, oh, I have a 5-year-old or something like that. It's okay, I understand. Blah, blah, blah. And that's kind of how we started talking. And they called me about a week later and said, are you available to do a photo shoot? I was like, sure. What is the job? She was like, oh, it's for Louis Vuitton. I was like, okay. And she said, well, what is your day rate? I said, I'm telling you, I was so, and this was very, very new to me. From hip hop to fashion, trust me, high end fashion is very different. So I kind of didn't know what to say, and I literally said to her, can I call you right back?
Right.
And I called my mom. I was like, Mom, what do you think I should charge them? So I usually don't ever talk about my rate, especially in public, but this was so long ago, and it was just so – it's funny because I would call her back, and I said, well, my rate is – and I'm thinking I'm doing something. I'm adding an extra $50 on. I was like, it's $500.
Right.
She was like, oh, okay, good. So here's the job. This day we'll see you on set. And then by the end of the day, I guess they liked my work or whatever. Her agent called the studio phone, and they gave me the phone, and they said, well, we need you for 14 more days or something like that. So I kind of did the math. And what happened was she said the agent, after the job was done, the agent said, just bill us. This is how it works. You bill us, send us an invoice, and we'll pay you, I guess, within 30 days. So she says, he said, you know, just bill us for 2,500 or something. And I said, okay. They said $500 a day. It was 14 days. But guess what? It was more than MCI. I had fun. You know, I met some new people, blah, blah, blah. So I billed them the $2,500. And trust me when I tell you, no one ever, ever does this. And I've been in this business for 21 years. They sent my invoice back. They said, Bernadette, we didn't mean $2,100 or $2,500 for the whole job. We meant $2,500 a day.
Yes.
So I called my mom. I said, Mom, lock up the shop. I'm never going back there. This
wow.
is where I'm going to be forever.
But you made a good point. That's right. No one ever does that. If
no
you put on that invoice $2,500 for the whole job, they're thinking, oh, thank God, we got away with one.
Exactly.
You know?
No one. I'm telling you,
no one
this
will ever
day.
Be that honest to call you back to say,
never.
No, we met per day, ever.
Mm-mm. And I'm
that never
still
happened.
Friends with those people to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Still
wow.
friends. They're fabulous, the Guzmans. And they're husband and wife, and she does most of the photography. He does most of the retouching, and they're amazing. And
wow.
we're still friends. Yeah, both of our children are now, well, hers just graduated because he was 2 years older than my son from college, and
yeah,
mine is
yeah,
in
wow.
college. And we spent Thanksgiving together, last Thanksgiving, and now we had these two big grown men that were literally running on set at three when we met.
Right.
But yeah, they're good people. So that's kind of
well,
how
I
got into fashion, and it's been that since. You know.
So let me ask you this because you made a good point, and I was just thinking about this very thing just a couple of days ago. When, you know, when there's a certain area in your field that you've never been exposed to and you don't know what they charge, and when you come across a situation like that, like, what do you do? I know you said you got off the phone and you called your mother.
Who didn't
like,
know any more than I knew.
Right, right. Resources, but still,
right.
it's almost like you need someone who's in the
you
field
need an agent.
To say,
you really do. Absolutely need an agent. As a manicure, I don't have an agent, and I've never had an agent. I had an agent in 21 years, I think, on two or three different occasions, and they only lasted 6 months each. So
mm-hmm.
I've been repping myself. I literally sometimes am on a photo shoot booking another job.
Right.
And that happens very often. But, I mean, I'm tired of that. And I would not suggest anybody really try to do that. I mean, the best thing for you to do is go out and try to find an agency that's right for you. In the beginning,
mm-hmm.
write down all your questions, what you want, what you need, what you're looking
mm-hmm.
for. And, you know, and get into a relationship with an agent that is, you guys are on the same page in the very beginning, so you don't come across these problems later.
Right.
You know, I'm already
right.
established. I know what I want. I mean, even if it's a large agency, they sort of can't tell me, oh, Bernadette,
right.
you need to take this job. And I'll say, no, I don't,
exactly.
because I know what I want and what I need and where I'm trying to go. But, you know,
right.
that's something you need to establish with an agency up front.
Right.
But, yeah, you definitely need an agency, an agent.
Because you're definitely going to sell yourself short if you don't. You know,
you
and
will,
of course I know.
And it's a lot of work also.
It's a lot of work. Yeah.
Think about it. I mean, I'm literally doing the job as a manicurist, and I'm
mm-hmm.
doing the job of an agent. I sometimes have to come home at night, and I have a small child, not a baby, but he's young,
mm-hmm.
and I have to do
mm-hmm.
invoices when I get home. It's just annoying.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's really 1, 2, 3, simple, but it's just tedious, and sometimes you're tired. You don't want to do it. So, you know, you just have somebody else do all of that stuff for you. They book your airfare. They book your trip.
Right.
They book your jobs. They send all your assistants on jobs. Everything's there set up when you get there. You don't have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
But I do. I still do. I guess I'm too bossy. I don't know.
Right. Well, let me ask you, have you noticed from back 21 years ago until now, just like you said, 21 years ago when you were first starting out, you didn't even realize that you could make money doing nails. Now, over all the years, do you notice that people are who want to be manicurists in the entertainment business because they want to work with celebrities and they want to work on the big fashion shoots? Or do you see people who, they want to be manicurists, they want to be great manicurists, and wherever they fall, it's just wherever they go?
I get a little bit of all of that. I think a lot of people see the stars and the fame and they think it's all good. But sometimes, I mean, there was a time we worked in the desert. No, better yet, we worked in Woodstock. Or that's not that far. It's still in New York, upstate. But we took a 16-passenger van up to Woodstock in the rain. The photographer had two, what are those big giant dogs that look like horses, Great Danes? Huge. So, okay, so it's hair, makeup, nails in one row and the two dogs in the other row in the rain driving from upstate, you know what I mean, freezing cold. It was a hot mess. Then we get up there and we're sleeping in these old cabins, and all I could do is, like, when I looked out of the window in my room, all I saw was trees. I could just think of bears coming to get me. It was a, you know, it's not always glamorous. In fact, for hair makeup, it's never glamorous.
Never glamorous.
Right. And when you see my pictures on Instagram and Twitter, and I know I hear people all the time say, Bernadette, do your hair. I mean, I could probably do it a little better than that, but listen. I mean, it's a lot of work sometimes. I mean, for me, the manicure is I make sure my nails are on. My nails don't come off. That's one thing. They don't. And, unless we're changing nail polish, my job, and, you know, if it's one girl for the day, I don't really have to do that much running around. But, you know, your participation in the photo shoot is still needed. Like hair and makeup, they want your opinion. They ask, you know, when you with a team, it's a teamwork. So even if you're not working on nails, you're still working. So when you're working with celebrities, it's all about them. So you think, okay, it's going to be fun. It's going to be this. We're going to go out drinking. We're going to do this. No, it's work. It's really a lot of work. I've seen hairdressers have on, like, those stockings because their veins are popping out their legs because they're standing all day long, sometimes in the heat, sometimes on an island where you can't even – that was kind of nice, though. You know, some of the trips are really nice. Like, we've done trips on islands where you can't even fly. You literally have to fly to the nearest island and then take a boat and, like, some beautiful caves where you're shooting in amazing places. And, you know, all that's free. It's, you know, they fly you everywhere. So that kind of stuff is nice, yes. But at the end of the day, it's work. It really is work. I mean, these people are spending millions of dollars on a campaign, and it all depends on what this model or actress or celebrity looks like on the screen or in print. So it's a lot of pressure. But, yeah, right. I have a friend who's a – what is she? She works in the legal department for one of those big trading companies. And she went to nail school. She's like, Bernadette, I'm in, like, 4 years. I'm quitting and I'm doing nails. I was like, really? Okay. I mean, I get it all the time. I have, like – even yesterday I went to work before the party, before the after work, when everybody think it's a party after. It's still work. But the photographer's assistant – his girlfriend, who is a digital tech girl, she wants to do nails. She's literally going to school now, and she was like, oh, I want to assist you on some of the jobs. I was like, okay. Well, you're a digital assistant. I mean, I think that's a pretty good job, you know. But I get a lot of people wanting to do nails, yeah, and like nurses, all kind of people. So I'm not sure if it's because it's the fame, the celebrity to this, or they just have always been like artsy, crafty people.
Right.
That just see a way to get it out on nails. I'm not sure, but I see a lot of all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing with, like, makeup, especially makeup as opposed to hair, but especially makeup for film and TV, you see all the time. It's like they're coming out of woodworks, you know, people popping up here and there. And it's
absolutely.
Like, is this really your passion? Is this really something you've always wanted to do, or do you think it is glamorous?
Probably a little bit of both. Like I said, it was my passion. Nails was always my passion. I always loved to do nails. And when I realized that you can actually make money out of it, it was, you know, probably the reason why I actually went ahead and took that leap of faith. But probably a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Bernadette. You said when you started hanging out with Mary and she was taking you everywhere and maybe that wasn't it. I think it was at the point where you got, when you sent the invoice in for the $2,500 a day, and you told your mom to close the shop.
Yeah,
How long had you had the shop?
6 months.
Before that happened?
Only 6 months.
6 months.
I know, that's bad. I'm sorry to all my customers who still emailed me today. Are you coming back, Bern? I'm like, no, meet me in Hollywood. No, I'm sorry. Never. So, no, I closed in 6 months.
So you hadn't had a shop since then?
I've been freelance, literally. I did have a salon. Yes, I did open another salon in Harlem. And I don't know why I did it. I needed a stable home. See, when you're freelancing,
right.
it's not stable, nor is the right. work. Keep that in mind, too, for all you people that want to go out and freelance. You know, especially if you have children, make sure either your partner, your husband, or whoever has insurance. That's very important because you don't get that when you're freelancing. You know, your checks
right.
don't come every week, every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks. I'm still waiting for checks from big, huge billion-dollar companies from 5 months ago. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's not stable, and nor is the work. So it's not like you're working on a shoot and, you know, Monday through Friday on a lure. Next Friday through the following week you're with Vogue. No, it's not stable like that. You know what I mean? There's a list of manicurists that they go through. There's, like, the five top ones that they use, and they rotate them. So it's very competitive. It's sort of hard to get in. But once you're in, I think you're kind of okay. But, again, it's still not stable. So make sure you have those kind of things set up. And I think with an agent or a manager, those kind of people will sort that out for you. So I had
right.
to learn the hard way. I learned that on my own. But I had a partner, my son's dad, who we were together for 14 years, but, you know, who had a good job and he had insurance and blah, blah, blah. So he took care of me and let me do my thing. But not everybody has that. So just keep that in mind when you're going out there and you're freelancing. You may work one day. And you might not work again for a month.
Right.
And you're not going to start at $2,500 because they don't even
right.
do that anymore. So, you know what I mean? So just keep in mind, you got to grow and you got to build yourself up and people have to know you and trust you because, again, like I said, it's million-dollar photo shoots these are. And these are these people's campaigns. These are these people, you know what I mean, runway shows, and they only have 5 minutes to show their work. So everything has to be perfect for them. So if they're going to take a chance on you, they kind of have to know you or have seen you or have heard you around. You know what I mean? So you're not
mm-hmm.
going to just walk into the business and walk on like one of those top shoots. You got to work your way up. I did get very lucky, and I'm not saying anybody out there can't. You can, but just know that's not the norm.
Right.
Also, they never knew. Nails wasn't a huge thing 21 years ago in the high-end
exactly.
fashion world. Not at all. I literally, on that Louis Vuitton job, they wanted some nails that were different, and these were French clients. And they say, oh, we don't know. And I'm sure that's why she used me, because she saw me on that hip-hop shoot and doing kind of probably some crazy nails on the group Total.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted nails to sort of match or, you know, something different. So I gave them nails that matched these limited edition Louis Vuitton bags back then. There was never any kind of print. If you go back to all the Vogue books and the history of fashion, you never saw any other color other than red, beige or sheer pink or nothing at all.
Exactly.
So that was a big chance for them to take. And so it was good, but they did take a chance on that.
So what would your...
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was going to say, what would your advice be to those manicurists that are just starting out and maybe they get a call for a photo shoot? Maybe it's not Vogue, but, you know, maybe it's an
yeah.
important client. What would your advice be to them as far as the rates to charge people, if someone asks them, well, what's your rate? Because, you know, some people, like I find in makeup, you'll have people who are, you know, just practically picking up a brush. And when you ask them their rate, they think they can make, you know, $1,000 a day. And you're like, and what?
And they can. And they can. And they should. Because you're not paying me to pick up a brush. I go to work sometimes and I do one manicure, literally one manicure for the day. But guess what? I had to pack my salon and bring it to you. So I'm there for the whole day. If you only need me to do one nail, that's what I'm there for. I'm here all day. You know what I mean? You have to pay for my day. You don't pay me to come do one nail because that's not how it works. You're paying somebody for the day. Or I mean, you'll get some people that want to, you know, book you half a day or whatever. But it's different. There's three different ways. That's why you definitely need an agent. First
of all,
if
they're not good?
If who's not good?
If, let's just say the nail person or the makeup person, what if they're not good?
They won't come back. They won't be called back if they're no good. And if they're no good, if they don't feel comfortable at their craft, if they don't feel like they're the best at their craft, don't take that job. Please don't take that job. Because you know what? If you don't do well, they're never going to call you back. And it's a very small industry, and the word to get around. So if you're not comfortable, just it's better for you to just say, you know what, I'm not available. I'm not available today.
But the funny thing about it is you do have people out there who are not good, who just have enough confidence in themselves to take those jobs anyway.
Well, they probably won't work again, or they won't work for that person again. I mean, would you hire somebody again that didn't do a good job?
No.
Right, there you go.
And I wouldn't be paying them $1,000.
You won't be hiring me. No.
But when I hear your name, though, I know what comes behind it, though. I know the experience that you have.
Right.
So I know you're worth that and not more.
I take jobs that are no money today, still today. My job, in fact, tomorrow is no pay. And I have to pay my assistant to be there with me. So some of those jobs you do, there's some of those big editorial jobs, like those big magazines that you think are paying so much money, they're not paying anything.
They're not.
There's editorial, there's there's several different categories within the beauty industry. And you know what? Usually somebody would pay a lot of money for a class to hear all of this, but I'm going to give it to you. There's editorial, right? That's what you do to build up your book.
Right.
You do all the editorial that you can possibly do to build your name up and build your book up. You don't make any money. I'm not going to say any money. Some editorial is $300 and, and $200, $250. I think there's some that's $150, $175. And then there's free editorial just for credits.
Right.
But editorial is where you get your name in a magazine, but you're not making any real money.
Right.
But if nobody knows you, nobody's going to take that chance and pay you $2,500 or $2,000 or $1,500 on their campaign. So you kind of have to do your editorial to build up your name. And, again, you can catch a break. I'm not saying you can't. I caught a break. I was a very blessed woman to catch that break. But also I had been doing a lot within music before that. It wasn't like I was straight off the street.
Right.
I was doing lots of artists before that. But that photographer didn't know me. So that did catch a break. But editorial is a must. That is like it's basically like your resume. That's what your editorial is your resume of work.
Right.
And then that leads up photographers all the time look in magazines. They look for, the credits. Who did the nails, who did the makeup, who did the hair on this shoot, and then they start following your work. They start noticing the shape of nails. Oh, I know whose nails that are. Those are Bernadette's nails. She shapes her nails just like that. I could tell her work from, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And that's what you get, and then people start to know you, and then they start to call you, or you call them or whatever. You get an agent, and the agent starts sending your book out. But without tear sheets, you don't even have a book. So the tear sheets is your book. You have to do those.
Huh.
Yeah. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
What makes a great manicurist, in your opinion?
What makes a great manicurist?
Mm-hmm.
A manicurist that knows every aspect of the business, not just nails. If I ask you to do anything, you're prepared and you're ready. You're able to do it. So, I mean, I carry a luggage that looks like I'm going on a vacation sometimes just to do a manicure because I never know what they're going to want. Maybe something else will come up. Somebody will have some creative, genius idea, and they'll want something different, but I'll be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
A manicurist that's on time, which everybody that knows me that's listening to this show is probably laughing, saying, she's a hypocrite. But, well, yeah, that's a good manicurist because everybody should be there at the same time. It's just respect. You know, we start in the very early part of the shoot. We start with breakfast, I think, and then we go over what the looks are going to be. So everybody should be present for that. Someone that's creative that can add something to the shoot, maybe something they're not seeing or they don't know. You could say, look, hey. I've never seen like a purple nail polish on your ad. Why don't you try it? Somebody that can add something to the shoot. And those kind of things, I think. Might be leaving something out, I'm sure I am. But those are the main things, I think. Just know your craft.
Know your craft, absolutely. Before we start talking about your collection, I wanted to I wanted to ask, how do you get to the point where you are going out on a job every single day?
Honey, I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm so tired. I am so tired. I have two jobs tomorrow. Actually, on Saturday I had two jobs, and I'm saying this on the phone because they already know now. And they were so mad. They were like, Bernadette, where are you? Your assistant's here. But she's not Bernadette. I was like, she's good. She's my assistant. She's been with me for a long time. I trust her. I wouldn't send her if I didn't trust her. She's fine. Just tell her what you need and she'll do it. They were like, no, we want you. We want you. Blah, blah, blah. So I had to run over there and do that. I don't know. I don't know. I do a lot of editorials. I do a lot of editorials. So whereas for years and years and years, where everyone saw me with celebrities, they saw me on TV, they saw me on, you know, they saw me in ads, or they read my name in all kind of editorials and sort of that kind of thing, I wasn't always making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of editorial because I knew I had to. I was a new person or a new face in the game, and I learned quickly what editorial versus advertising was. I did learn that quick because my next job, I think somebody called me. Oh, this is what I did. I went to the magazine stands after that Louis Vuitton job. I was like, wow, this is a real business. Let me see. So I went to the newsstand. I got every single magazine that was on the newsstand, and I looked in I looked for the editors, all the editors on the magazine, and I took these business cards, and I sent them out to all the magazines and made in an envelope attention to the editor, the beauty editors, and somebody called me. Mm-hmm. Somebody editor just called me. And again, that person today is my friend. So still, and that was years and years ago. So that's how I did it. And yeah. I still do a lot of editorial, a lot. I mean, it was one time, and I don't think any manicurist, I don't know for sure, but I don't know if any manicurist had ever had, like, I think I had 1 month, I had like 30 covers. No one
wow.
does that. Yeah, in 1 month.
You know, when my sister asked you that question, the first thing I thought, the way you work every day is maintaining relationships. And it sounds like that's what you've done all throughout your career. Now, what you said you just did, that's so old school that a lot of people today wouldn't even think to do
what,
something
the
like that.
The card?
Yeah.
Oh, that
yes.
was years ago, but that's what I'm saying. That's yes. when I started, I did that.
Right.
Yeah, that is old school.
Saying,
I mean, my cards were like those cards, I swear to you. I got them from Staples and it printed them out, so they still had all the perforated edges on the card. It was
yep.
a mess.
Mm-hmm.
There was no letter attached, anything, just a card in an envelope.
But you know what? When somebody needs a manicurist or makeup artist or hairstylist, all they need is that number.
That's it. That's all they need.
It doesn't matter what it's sitting on or whatever. All they need is that name and that number.
And I say this to all the manicurists out there, the nail industry has taken over. Like nail polish... Last
mm-hmm.
time I checked, had like totally beat out lipstick by like 70-something percent.
Say, yeah.
70,
yep.
Lipstick was the number one recession-proof product on the market. Even
yep.
during a recession, lipstick was mm-hmm. always, it never went under. Like, but since, I think about 3 years ago, nail polish even beat lipstick. Nail polish is crazy right now. So there's a lot of shoots. Whereas before, when I was on set, I was like, what do you mean you don't want any nails? You just want clean nails. I was like, that's impossible. I even did it in, like, some Vogue article. I said, I don't understand how a woman could have on a $50,000 dress and $5,000 shoes and an $8,000 handbag, but her manicure and pedicure is not done. That makes no sense to me.
Right.
That just makes no sense to me because when I was in the hood, where, you know what I mean, when I did my salon, even before that, I always had my nails done, even if I didn't have a really amazing job and a whole bunch of money. Nails was essential. Like, that was an accessory that you had to have. So I think now it's changed a lot in the industry since that. But, yeah, in the beginning, it was that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The Bernadette Thompson collection.
Yay. Yeah. I'm in love with it. My son said, Mom, let it go. I know it was your baby. You've been holding on to it for a long time. Let it go. My line has been out actually for 12 years, which nobody
right.
knows. It's
yes,
been out for a
I
long time. Mm-hmm.
Now, at what point of your career did you say, okay, you know, tell us what you were doing when you said, okay, I want to start my own line.
I was probably making creative decisions for a lot of these companies out here that everyone thinks is so fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, yes, creative director for a lot of these companies, big companies out here. So creating colors, creating color ideas. I will never say any names, but it would literally send me box of colors. We're doing this shoot next week. Can you match a nail polish to this? That's great. That shines with no streaks. And don't use ours, but just find something that looks exactly like this. So, yeah, I was doing that for a long time. And at the time, like I said, I didn't know, and I want to tell everybody out there that wants to get into the business, know your worth. Please don't be like me, doing a lot of stuff for less than what you deserve or almost no money or just free products. Darling, free products only gives the company free advertising. That's all that does.
Right.
So just know your worth. Right. You know, if you're going to be out there doing and creating stuff, get paid for it.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's what I was doing when I decided, you know what, I have a whole entire closet of nail polish. I have given every member of my family nail polish, plus their friends and family, and I still have a closet full. I don't need any more nail polish from these people. I need money. So I was like, no, I'm going to do my own thing. I already know, like, formulas. You know, I work with so many companies on that. I knew colors. I see all the fashion before it's even, you know, before it even hits any of the stores, before it hits the runway. I've already seen it, know what the colors are going to be, what's going to look like. So I already know what colors are going to be for the season. But I'm one of those bad girls. I'll create a color that is totally opposite of what everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because. And then I'll run it, and I'll put it on some model or actress or somebody. And then I notice, like a couple of months later, I'll see, like, all the other companies coming out with that color. And for me, that's just, you know, I know that why. Because it had nothing to do with what was going on with, you know, the fashion forecast for the season. But that's what I did to get started with my own nail polish. And then I just did it myself. I just did it. It was the only thing for me to do. There was nothing else for me to do. I was working every day, working with everybody, had done everybody on TV and on the radio. You know what I mean? And I'm not tired of it, and I'm not bored with it. I still love my job, but I mean, I couldn't go any further than I was than where I was. There was nothing else for me to do or create, or you know what I mean. I had done it all, so that was the next step for me.
I'm looking at your website.
That website is a hot. I'm getting it fixed.
I just had to turn my volume down. But I'm looking at the website, and I'm looking at the prices of your polish, and to me, it's pretty reasonable.
Well, some people, I know when I first launched the line, and I know like a lot of people used to follow me, and I don't remember how, maybe through my editorials or whatever, but I used to get a lot of emails saying, how could you, you know, come out with polish so expensive? We thought when you came out, you would have something a little more reasonably priced. But for me, being a black woman, number one, a lot of the companies that I went to when I went for other companies, it was very different when I went on my own. The prices were different. There were no 30 days. It was pay up front. And it was, you know what I mean? It was take $20,000 or nothing. You have to take a certain amount, $50,000, $100,000, whatever it was. So it was different for me. So the cost for me was a lot higher. But I used the best chemists on the planet, you know what I mean, in my opinion. I used the best of everything. So I felt like that was a good price for me. I do want to create a line, like a more mass marketed line that is less expensive. I mean, obviously, things will be different. Packaging will be different at this, you know. But I do want to create that, so maybe that's something that's next.
Well, you know, there are other brands out there. I won't say any names, but, you know, years ago, you could buy a bottle of polish from them, and you were paying, like, $25, and that was years ago. So, I mean, this is pretty reasonable to me.
That's what I thought. I didn't think it was too crazy, and I haven't gone up on the prices at all. My prices have been the same for years. I mean, there's companies that, you know, started out as $15 price point, and now they're $20, $22.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
these,
you know,
really nice colors too.
Well, I mean, like I said, I spent a lot of time, a lot of money in the quality. I did not do all this fancy advertising. I didn't spend all my money on advertising budgets that were higher than the price of the polish. I spent all my money on the product. So it's very good quality.
I remember you saying early on in the show that you offer your line to licensed professionals.
Mm-hmm. Not just manicurists, but licensed professionals, yes.
So a hairstylist could give you their license, and they could get is it at a discount to professionals? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a very discounted price. It's actually only, oh, I shouldn't even be saying this on the radio. It's only $5 a bottle for licensed professionals.
Well, you know, I was about to push the button, add to the cart. Now you said that, I'm really
going to
be adding a whole bunch of this to the cart.
Well, you have to go to the pros
section. Uh-huh.
Right, and you fill out the form, put in your license number, and then we send you, you know, all the colors, the price chart and everything, and then you can order it that way. Yeah, but
yeah,
I wanted to make it, because I'm a nail tech, and I'm not just selling a product. I mean, I actually still physically work on shoots. I'm still a manicurist that works, which is very few people that have their own line of nail polish are actually manicurists. We do have a few, but there's most of it is corporate. But, you know, I can connect with a manicurist. I'm a manicurist. I still respect manicurists and licensed professionals that I work with on a daily basis. So I thought, you know, the price should be at a price where they could afford to get it and use it and not be spending too much money.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to have
okay.
it, you know.
Now, I'm not just saying this, Bernadette, because we have you on the line, but these are so really nice-looking colors.
Aren't they? Thank you.
They really are.
I love them. I'm telling you, I love my colors.
I'm trying to decide, like, oh, my gosh.
Each and every color I have never... with the exception of my blacks and my whites, and even then, believe it or not, there's blacks that are not as shiny or as opaque. So even
mm-hmm.
with my black and white, which are colors that are just pretty standard for a lot of nail companies,
mm-hmm.
I even handpick those. But my colors, I send to my chemist. I mix them myself. Every color in my line, all 75 shades, I mix every single color on my own, sent it over to them, and made them match it. So there's
mm-hmm.
nothing from a lab in there yet. It might be something that's close, like a sky blue. A lot of few people might have a sky blue, but it's not the same.
Yeah, but that Dirty Diana. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't she great?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of licensed professionals, the last 2 weeks we had representatives from PBA
mm-hmm.
on the show. I'm sure you've heard about this big deregulation issue that's going on in some of the different states, and I'm not exactly sure every state, you know, or what states, and she didn't, you know, list the states, but there are a few states around the country who want to say, you know what, you no longer need to be licensed to do hair, you no longer need to be licensed to do nails, you no longer need to be licensed to be an esthetician.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a licensed manicurist and you work with so many licensed professionals, what do you think about that? If they say one day, you know what, there's no longer, you know, needed a nail license or needed or a hair license needed, what do you think about that? How do you think it would affect the nail care industry and just the beauty industry as a whole?
I think it's a bad idea. I do. I think it's a bad idea. I mean, in terms of nail art and nail creations, all of that I knew before I went to school. In fact, I don't think I learned
mm-hmm.
any of that from school. But I think the technical part of it is what I did learn in school and is probably the most important part. Because if your nail art is fabulous, but your nails underneath have fungus on them, then that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Hair, even worse. I mean, that's the word. I mean, you can literally, like, burn. I mean, hair, too, nails as well. I mean, you're dealing with some real serious chemicals, and you could really harm somebody permanently. So I think that's a bad idea. I do. I think, and for me, I went to school, I stopped, I went back to school, finished, I finally finished, and I was very, very happy when I did finish, and I think I have a lot of nail techs that work with me, or under me, and we work together, and some of them are not licensed, but they are going to school, so I just encourage them to please finish, please
mm-hmm.
keep going, you need that for you, you know, just to be mm-hmm. able to know as much as you can about the industry. You know, because leave it to me, if I didn't have to go to school, I wouldn't have picked up that book and read it every single night and know everything I had to know by the time I needed
right.
to take my test in school. You
yep.
know, some, you know, unless you're, like, really driven, and some people maybe they are, but I wasn't that type of person. So I think to have to be pushed to do that is better for the ones that aren't going to do it. Yeah, it's important. It's a must.
Right. Right. And I do know that at one time, I remember... At one time in California, you did not have to be licensed to be a nail technician. I'm not
New
sure
York
if
either. No, New York.
Oh.
I think California, if I'm correct, California always had to be licensed for years and years and years. As far as I can remember, New York mm-hmm. is relatively new, one of the newer states. And I want to say about maybe 10 years or under. Don't know the exact date.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, New York was one of the later states that where you had to be licensed.
And I wonder what made them say, you know what, we need to have a license now.
I think it's a money thing, probably. I don't know. I mean, it's important, and I'm glad they made that decision, but, you know, it always boils down to dollars and cents, probably. I don't know. It's a must. I mean, well, I think there were so many places popping up, nail salons starting to pop up all over the place, and maybe a lot of complaints about fungus on the feet and on the hands, and... It needed to be regulated.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know that
it's
fact.
Funny. But it's funny because I agree with that. I think sometimes when they see all the salons popping up, then that's when they say, hey, you know what? We need to regulate this. We need to have
yeah.
some kind of say or input in this. But it's funny because I was, you know, doing some research on the issue, and I think it's the state of Missouri, I believe, who wants to get rid of the license.
And
they
and
want to get
what
rid
reason?
Of it. Well, they think that it's going to have a lot of economic there's going to be an economic impact. Like they feel like they're going to be able to bring a lot of money to the state by getting rid of it.
How?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. How?
How?
I think that when you get rid of the license, there is more opportunity for more people to become, you know, hairstylists, manicures, or what have you. But it makes
opening
no sense
a salon?
Because,
I can't
right.
even imagine a hairstylist not being licensed, not being trained.
Me either.
Okay, maybe
Me either.
If they say, okay, you don't need the actual paper license, but you still have to complete this class, and
right.
you have to, I guess, pass these tests as we go along, then okay, maybe. But to not have any type of, that's crazy.
Right.
It's insane.
Right.
Like, you're dealing with chemicals, people's hair, scalp, no, skin.
So, but this is the thing. We all know a hairstylist who does hair out of their homes,
mm-hmm.
who don't have licenses. They have a lot of people getting their hair done by them, and they're putting in chemicals. We all know
that's,
people like
that's
that.
That's true. I'm telling you. Like I said, I was better. I'm not saying I was better, but I didn't learn how to do nails any better from school.
Right, right.
I learned that from, like, hands-on.
But
there's a lot
of
things.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say that one of the things you do get from school is that, you know, you learn about sanitation and you learn about the different diseases. You learn
Absolutely.
What the fungus is. So if you weren't in school, you're trying to figure out, okay, well, what is this on their nails?
Or what is this on my hands that I just caught from this person that I didn't know how to detect before touching their skin? If I was trained, I would know that, okay, I'm looking at this. I know not to touch this, to send this person to a dermatologist.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't understand. But like you said, they should be required to have some kind of training and some kind of testing, and if that's the case, you may as well just give them a license.
Might as well just have a license, right.
Yeah.
Because that's all it is after all of that, is just one more test.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, you have to renew it, and but you don't have to take any more tests. So that's all it is anyway.
Mhm. Yep, I just don't understand why some people would want to get rid of that. I don't know.
I have to do some more research on it. I don't know either.
Yep, I have no idea, but it's interesting. And, you know, all of the licensed professionals that I know I may have talked to about this issue, they all agree that that is a bad decision. And, again, like I said, I don't know what states, you know, are for it, but there are quite a few states out there that, you know, for getting rid of that license. So,
But any licensed professional you talk to or somebody that went to school is not going to be for that because they've already done the hard work.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. They're like, oh, no, if I had to go through it, the rest of it.
Right, but remember in New York when they first started doing the licensing in New York for the first 2 years or 3 years, and I have my dates wrong, you can obviously Google it, but people were just being grandfathered in. You didn't have to take any kind of test, or I don't know if you had to go to school, but I don't think so. You were just sort of grandfathered in if you had been working in a salon as a professional for a certain amount of time. So, I mean, it was done once before. But I don't know the reason why they would want to take that away. That doesn't make sense to me.
It sure doesn't. Now, you mentioned earlier about the differences, the difference between editorial and advertising. Would you explain to our listening audience what's the difference?
There's no difference in your performance, in your work performance. The only difference is the pay. Well, no, excuse me, I take that back. There's two differences. One is the pay, and one is credit versus monetary compensation.
Right.
So, you know, like I said, editorial, you don't really get paid that much money, but you get credits. Your name is actually in the on the story or somewhere in the story. Advertising, no one's name, your name's not on there at all, but you've been compensated, you know, with money. So those are the differences.
And which do you prefer? I'm sure I already know, but
do you? I know you're thinking money, right? What do you think?
I was going to say that you probably prefer the advertising work, but it's all a photo shoot.
It's the opposite. Yeah, I prefer editorial for me. At the stage that I am, and at a certain point when I knew I wanted to do my own thing, I knew that editorial, I mean, obviously everybody likes money, so advertising is good, and you do that as well, but for me it's editorial. I like to see my name associated with a story. Also, you get to be a little more creative when it comes to editorial. Advertising, you don't. You don't get to be creative, you know. And I remember doing a story one time in one of the magazines, and someone said, oh, I thought your nail art would be more, you know, intense or would be better than that. It's very simple nail art. I was like, look, sometimes you don't have a say-so. And up until recently, they weren't doing any real crazy nail art on fashion shoots. So no matter how good I was or how much nail art I did or created 3D sculptures, New York City on your nails, none of that mattered when you get to high-end fashion. Nobody's walking around with that on their nails and you wearing a Prada dress in the past. So, you know, I still do nail art. I still love it very much. I promote a lot of nail techs on my Instagram page, at Bernadette Nails. Yeah. So I promote a lot of manicurists. I send products to a lot of manicurists. They do nail art. I put their name up there and I show it off because I love it. I still love it, but I just don't do it as much. And the higher you go in the industry, the less you do. The less nail art you'll do.
Okay, less nail art.
Yeah, because listen, if you're doing a Marc Jacobs campaign and he's not selling nail polish, he's not promoting the nails.
Right?
You have to keep in mind your focus is on whoever your client is in their product.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the last time we talked by phone, you mentioned a tour that you're a part of. Can you talk about that tonight or
a little bit?
Okay.
A little bit. It's a pop-up nail shop tour. It's in 17 cities across the United States, starting in New York, and then it's 2 days in each city. So the first, what, the first 2 hours of the first day is strictly for bloggers and vloggers and magazine editors. The
mm-hmm.
second 2 hours are celebrity guests. And then the second half of the day and the next day is just for anybody that wants to come and get some really good, amazing nail art. So I have a team of 19 manicurists and myself, which makes 20. And we just set up in different studios across the country as we travel along. And we just doing all this nail art, like really doing some serious art. I got like the best, I'm not saying the best in the world, but the best mm-hmm. 19 girls that I found. And I handpicked them, I watched them, I followed them on Twitter, Instagram. I sent them products, I saw what they did with my polish. And so these are women that I like picked, handpicked. Their work is amazing. And I just wanted to showcase it and show everybody what they could do and what the product can do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we'll have more information on that. And the reason it's not up as of yet, because I had a couple of larger, like major companies that wanted to sponsor it. So they kind of started with one, and then someone else called when they heard about it, and then someone else called, and I was like, okay, wow. Let's see who the biggest bidder is. So that's what I'm waiting for. Until they stop calling, and I can say, okay, I got to make a choice here.
Right. So
yeah.
New York City is up first.
Yay.
Cool.
So excited. I'm so excited.
Really,
I just feel like I'm old lady now. No, I'm not an old lady, but I'm not like 19 or 20 anymore. So I was like, well, doing this tour, and then my lawyer was like, Bern, are you sure you want to really take yourself out of the market, out of the industry? This is a serious tour. It's hard work. It's going to be long. You're going to be traveling from here, flying there, flying there. I said, I do that anyway. I do
mm-hmm.
that anyway, and I do it for other people. So now I'm going to do it for me. And, yes, I'm sure I want to take myself off. So if any of you manicurists are listening, follow me on Instagram and Twitter, because I will not be around for at least, let's see, 34 days, and somebody's going to need to be working. So I send manicures all the time. I do. I really do. Most of the women that I meet, manicurists, I try to give them all a chance and at least once. So I'm very open to sending manicurists on shoots. If my client will agree to it, I will send you on a shoot.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Now, what kind of advice would you have for someone like me who I've been doing makeup first for the last
mm-hmm.
15 years,
mm-hmm.
And I did get a license,
okay.
a nail tech license, started kind of doing some things, back in the day, but then kind of let the makeup thing take over.
Mm-hmm.
But I still want to, dip and dab in nails and nail care. What kind of advice do you have for me who, I just want to get back into it a little bit? Where should I begin?
I would say, like, when you say dip, when you want to get back into it, you mean, like, the training classes, or are you comfortable there? You're comfortable
I know that I probably need to be brought up to speed with, like, some of the new things that are going on.
Okay.
But as far as, I think I'm pretty comfortable with what I do know.
Okay, so
just
like some of those seminars
or
classes at some of the beauty trade, some of the trade shows,
mm-hmm.
you probably should take some of those to get up to date on what's going on. But I would say, I will say this, for all of you people that are hairstylists / makeup artists / I swear when I read those Instagram pages, I'm a makeup
uh-huh.
artist, I'm a stylist, I'm a fashion stylist,
right.
I'm a hairstylist, I'm a nail tech.
Everything.
I'm all of that. I say, pick and choose what your career is going to be. I mean, I've yet to see on any set that I've been on where somebody's doing hair and nails and makeup and styling the shoot, unless it's like some, really, really low budget shoot, which you're probably not getting paid much for anyway.
Right.
So I would say you definitely have to choose which one you want to do. Sorry. I mean, you could be crafty at all of them, but you can't send a portfolio. Like, there's no agent, no reputable agency that's going to send out your book as a stylist and as a makeup artist and as a hairstylist. You know what I mean? But I've seen
I'm glad you said that.
Mm-hmm, I've seen a manicurist a celebrity manicurist decides she doesn't want to do nails anymore and become a great makeup artist within the industry, but
mm-hmm.
she's not both.
Right.
She had to make a choice.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because years and years ago, I went to New York. I sat down with an agent,
mm-hmm.
and he said to me, you're going to have to promote both of these separately.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really going to have to focus on which one you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why nails have kind of gone to the side.
Right.
Because I chose makeup.
Right. Makeup's amazing.
So
I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
everything about the eyes. I got some mink eyelashes put on for a party last night. And I am so in love with them. I like literally put them back in the case real nice. Probably supposed to throw them away. I don't even know. But I mean, I love them. Everything, like eyelashes, eyeshadows, brows. I love makeup. I love everything about makeup. But it's for me on set, I think makeup artists get a lot more, there's a lot more pressure on a makeup artist and the hairstylist to get it. They get the most pressure. If there's anything wrong on a photo shoot, it's the hairdresser's fault, even if it isn't. So I can't be stressed out. That's what I can't be. So I'm not saying I chose the easiest thing. That was my passion for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we get the less amount of stress. The least amount of stress is the manicurist, and then makeup, and then hair gets the most, I think. I mean, that's nothing to scare anybody or stop anybody from doing what you want to do, but, yeah, as a makeup artist, you can make a lot of money, a lot more than a manicurist. How about that? Seriously, way more than manicurist. Way more, double. And depending on how far you go in the industry, and I want to say this to all the aspiring hairstylists, makeup artists, and your rate can go up as probably as high as $10,000 a day. And I literally
mm-hmm.
mean that. And some people work every single day for $10,000 a day
mm.
in the industry. Yeah, so that's something to aspire to be.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
If you're in the game, if you're in the business already and it's your passion and you're doing it, don't quit, because, you know, there's so many different avenues also you can take in this business. So many. You don't just have to be a hairstylist. You can be a creative director for a company. There's so many
mm-hmm.
different things you can do in the business. Like I said, I had to do my own nail line. That was the next thing for me, because as a nail tech or a nail stylist or a manicurist or whatever you want to call it, there was nowhere else for me to go. I mean, I would just keep doing the same thing over and over every day, which is what I do now. But I had to come create something different for me because I was getting bored. So
right.
me creating my own line was something, was the next step for me. And then there's, of course, more steps after. Like, there's, it's the sky, literally, like, my favorite color is the sky's the limit on my line, and that is what it is. The sky is the limit. So for all of you that don't know, like, I didn't know coming into the business that this is a real business. That's why you really kind of have to choose what you want to do. Because
mm-hmm.
it's serious. Like, you really need to be focused on
mm-hmm.
everything hair if you're a hairstylist. Everything nails if you're a nail artist. You know what I mean? Everything
mm-hmm.
makeup if you're a makeup artist. So, I mean, even if you want to travel to other countries and see what they're doing and what their formula is and what they're wearing, I mean, the sky's the limit. It really is.
And you mentioned something, when you mentioned about being able to make, you know, up to 10,000 a day, one thing that I think stylists, regardless if it's nails, hair, makeup, whatever, need to think about, realize is you have to work hard as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Listen,
$10,000 a day don't come easy for nobody and
nobody.
No job. That
right.
don't come easy.
Absolutely.
There is a price that comes with a price tag that comes with a $10,000 check.
Absolutely.
You better be working hard, and you have better be a name that's well known. Don't think because you were the best in your salon in Detroit that you're going to step in on a photo shoot and demand $10,000 or even $5,000 starting.
Mm-hmm.
It almost is like, and I don't want to sound. I just want to give it to you like it is. I don't want anybody to come in with these expectations that are not real.
Right.
So, yes, where there is, it's a wonderful place to be. You make a lot of money. It's a great career. You build a life. You do whatever you want. Whatever you decide to do, it's available there for you. But, the you know, there is also, it's very, very, very hard. It's very competitive, especially makeup artists. Forget it. Even more so, nails is getting the same way now. But hairstylists and makeup artists, to make that kind of money, to get to that level, which is probably the top level, you know what I mean?
Right.
You've had to do so much editorial. You had to do so much, sometimes even free editorial. You would have to have traveled here and there. So if you have children, just keep in mind, if you if they call you and say, we need you, and listen, one, I was on a job with Little Kim. This was years ago. And Little Kim, I think she was like 2 hours late for the shoot or something. And she finally got there, and I did her nails, and I was done with her. And then Tom Ford's from Gucci at the time,
mm-hmm.
his assistant called me on my cell phone because I was my own agent, remember? Bernadette,
right.
Now, my agent would have handled that normally if I had one at the time. So I wouldn't have been running around like a maniac trying to get it done. But, you know, we need you in Italy tomorrow morning. Okay, well, keep in mind, Italy is 6 hours ahead of New York. And I'm already on this photo shoot. And I got to cook dinner when I get home. So, you know what I mean? Just those kind of things. Just know, like, listen, I had to say, Little Kim, your nails are dry. I'm out of here, girl. She was like, girl, go do your thing. I told her what it was, and she was like, please, go ahead. Tell Tom I said hi.
Right.
So I went. I got to the airport. Girl, I was so excited. It was my first time going to Milan. Forgot my passport. I was like, this is the worst. Had to go all the way back home to get my passport, come back. Obviously missed that flight. So I flew into Milan. I finally got in, but I didn't have any time to sleep, anything. I literally went, they had a car service for me. I went from the airport straight to the hotel where the fashion show was going on in about 3 hours. Now, me, from first time coming in, first time working with Tom Ford, first time working with Gucci, and the team that they had there for me was all Italian women that did not speak English. Okay? So I'm like, wow, I got five manicurists here that's going to assist me on 26 girls, and we got to do them in 2.5 hours, which we have to share with hair and makeup backstage. So I said, okay, now I'm speaking loud because I'm thinking if I speak louder, then that'll be the translation from language. It doesn't work that way. I'm like, you. Put on nails. Put the nails on. You clip them. You file this way. And you, when you're done, send them all, the rest of them to me. I mean, we had like an assembly line going, and we did it. But when I first got in, I ran in the door again, not realizing who Tom Ford was and that this is not something people get a chance to do on a regular basis, even in a lifetime. So for me, it was, I was excited, but I didn't realize how major it was. So I didn't do my homework. I didn't even know what Tom Ford looked like. Or maybe I did, and I was just very nervous. I don't know. But I walked up to his ass and, oops, excuse me. I walked up to him and said, hi, Mark, how are you? And I could see Pat McGrath run from the other side of the room, like in slow motion, saying, no, that's Tom Ford. He said, I don't care what you call me, Bernadette. If you could do 26 girls in 2 hours, you could call me anything you want. And I did it, got it done. And I just did his last five campaigns, his cosmetic campaigns that you see out right now. I did all of them. So we're still
wow.
friends. Yeah. That was a mess. Called him Mark. He was like, you know, Tom Ford in fashion is like, I don't put anybody with God. I don't care who you are. But for some people that don't know God, Tom
right.
Ford is God in the fashion industry, okay?
Wow.
So to call him the wrong name on his shoot, on his fashion show in another country is unheard of. Yeah.
But you did that. But you did that and the nails in 2 hours.
That and
like
the nails. And then he left Gucci a couple years after
right.
that, I think. And then I hadn't, you know, he wasn't doing any fashion or anything. He was obviously working on his stuff. And I hadn't seen him or talked to him. I was like, well, I am surprised Tom Ford has not, like, who I am, you know? Where is Tom? He has not called me like we was homies from back in the days. And then I got a phone call. It was like, oh, Tom Ford just launched his campaign for his cosmetic line, and they want you to do the nails. I was like, I knew we connected. So, that was that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Nice. Well, this has been a very inspiring conversation, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yay, good.
Let me tell you. And I think some of the information that came out of this could apply to
anybody.
Any type of
hair,
style.
Makeup,
anybody.
Exactly. It's not just for manicurists. I tell you, we all do the same thing. We come in the same time. We bring our bags, and whatever we packed in our bags is for obviously what we do. But it's the same thing. Anybody could you know, learn from it. Hair, makeup. Don't turn your radio off because I'm not a manicurist. It applies to everybody.
Right.
It's the same formula.
Exactly.
Same formula.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Same exact formula. You're so right.
Yeah. So good luck to you all out there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, please definitely keep us posted about your tour.
I will. I will.
Definitely let us know about that. And something else. Oh, is there anything you may have not mentioned that you want manicurists out there or other stylists out there to know, or just about the industry as a whole, or you know, or about what they do? Feel free to get that out there.
Okay. I'll just say this. If it's your dream and if it's your passion, it is very competitive. It's a lot of work, but it is totally worth it. So don't ever quit. If there's one door that closes, you just move on to another door. And there'll be doors that will close in your face, but you just take that and you keep it moving and keep going. Don't quit. If it's what you want, it's your dream, it's your passion, keep doing it and do the best at it, and it will prevail. People will see you.
Absolutely. And just to add to that, like you mentioned earlier, just know your craft. So we should always
Absolutely.
Be continuing to study, research, research at all times.
Yes, and I'm being a hypocrite because I need to do more. Yes. Yes.
But you work every day, though.
I do. I work every day, but I could get, that doesn't mean anything. I should still be doing more studying, I'm getting ready to travel overseas to see what they're doing over there in China. Because I just want to know. Like, hands-on.
Right, yeah.
Like, I know a lot of the manufacturers. All my products are made in the U.S., pretty much. I think my caps are made in Italy. Everything else is made in the U.S. So I support the U.S. and jobs here in the U.S., but curious to see what's going on over there, what they have. And, you know, some places like Japan where they do some amazing nail art and makeup and all kind of things, and they have all these products. And, you know, it's good I only use Bernadette Thompson nail products on my shoot, only. But I do buy other nail products. I test them. You know, I see what's going on. So I do. And I think that's important, you know, to try different products. I've seen makeup artists and hairstylists that have they have a whole makeup area laid out with makeup, and it'll be their favorite product, a hair, and then, you know, for shampoo, and then there'll be a different company that makes dry shampoo, and then there'll be a different. So, you know, you really have to figure out what works for you and what's really, really good for you, and not to say, okay, I have everything, and I don't want to say anybody's name because I don't want to discredit any company, but I have everything, blah, 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 on my table, you know, and it's all one company, and you know this person's really not doing their homework because they just went in one store and got everything of this one company because the name is fabulous. But everybody knows, like, that hairspray doesn't work on, you know, every hair texture, every hair type. So just kind of shop around and try different products and try different companies. And, you know, when you're really ready to get into the fashion and beauty and entertainment industries, you've tried so many different products, and you got all the best stuff that works for you in your bags. That's when you know you're ready.
Absolutely. Well, one last question, and we ask all of our guests this. What is beauty to you?
I was so afraid of that question. I was hoping you wasn't going to ask. Beauty to me has nothing to do with products.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty to me comes from within. That's a confident person. For me, just a real confident person, an honest person. That's beauty. And then when you take that from inside and then you enhance it with obviously all these other beauty products and you have self-respect and those kind of things, integrity, that to me is a beautiful person. So even if you don't have any makeup on, and, you know, I work in the beauty industry, so I'm not saying that makeup isn't a great thing, but when it's beautiful already inside and it comes out and then you enhance it with all those things like a beautiful dress and some beautiful makeup and gorgeous nails, that makes a beautiful person to me.
See, that wasn't so hard.
No, because I think readers, you know, people want to hear this lipstick or this nail polish, that's beauty, but that's right.
No, actually, I love those kind of answers. And, you know, it's not a right or, you know, it's not one of those questions where there's a right answer or a wrong answer. It's
you know,
whatever it is to you. And,
right.
you know, of course, you're going to get a lot. People always say beauty comes from within, and that's the truth.
It's absolutely the truth. It's absolutely the truth. It is. And I work with what they consider to be the most beautiful people in the world. And some people are not happy inside. And to me, are not beautiful at all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Bernadette. I know we went a little bit over time, but I just, I could talk a little longer. But we have to be on set tomorrow, and so do you. So
yes.
I don't want to hold you up any longer. But I really appreciate you joining us tonight. We enjoyed the conversation, and we will definitely be in touch.
Thank you so much for having me. Please
You're
stay in
welcome.
Touch.
Yes. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks to all of you out there who joined us tonight. Again, call in next week or tune in next week, rather, for our another beautiful guest. We will list our guest on the our Blog Talk Radio page as well as our Facebook and Twitter pages. And continue to tell a friend, tell somebody about Beauty Talk. Check us out 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday night. What else? Let's see. I was wondering if there was any more beauty news that we needed to get out there.
I think that's it.
Okay.
Just join us on our Facebook page, Beauty Talk online radio page, and just leave your comments about tonight's show as well as if you attended the makeup show New York.
Oh, that's right.
It's not about that.
Yeah, we want to hear all of your makeup. The makeup show in New York story, so share that with us on the Beauty Talk page.
And if there's anyone out there who's interested in attending the Fame Expo in L.A. on June 29th and 30th, let us know that as well, and we can hook you up with a one-day pass.
Absolutely. And with that being said, thank you guys again very much. If you like tonight's show, go out and mark it as a favorite right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we will talk with you all again next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Be blessed. Good night.
Oh, good night.